Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome in to not Substation 2, but the plush but not overly ostentatious brand spanking new restored Ebenezer Park, which is where we're going to be hanging out here today for Straight Talk to tell you everything we can about tomorrow's grand opening ceremonies, which are sure to draw a large crowd. Cast presented by Federal Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our Emporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, the guy who has been largely responsible for making sure all this came about as it looked on paper is sitting beside me. His name is Pat Morrison. Pat is the park superintendent out here at Ebenezer. And before we get into what you've been doing out here, tell everybody a little bit about you, Pat.
Yeah, Manning. I started with York County in 1992 as a park ranger. Took a little hiatus of 2008, moved to the Charleston area, and then came back in 2011 as the park superintendent. And so that's been 10 years ago, and now we're getting ready to celebrate something really amazing.
Did you ever, in your wildest and that because of all the new people and the demand for services, they want something like this?
I don't think you could ever prepare, you know, for something like we have now. I had to pinch myself, you know, that it's really happening. It's a reality. Because sometimes you start talking about these things and, you know, they never come to fruition or reality. And just having what we're going to do to celebrate tomorrow, all this great stuff, I'm really excited.
So for those of us who came after Ebenezer Park existed, how far back does this park go?
Yeah, so the park, County Council approved to the park in 1988. It opened in 1989, phase one, which included just the picnic area. The rangers, the ranger used to live on site, the park superintendent. So he was part of that. And then they had the maintenance shed and some bathrooms and some picnic shelters. And then phase two happened in 1992, and that's when they added 69 campsites and the restrooms for the campsites. And that is when I was hired. Me and one other person was hired to, you know, help, you know, when they added the new stuff.
So 1992 was the last time we did an expansion on this park.
That's correct. So that's been several years ago. We've had, you know, some small improvements along the way, like adding playgrounds, areas, but nothing like where, you know, we have now.
Almost 30 years ago. I mean, that's quite a change. All right. So what prompted somebody to say, we got to do something with Ebenezer Park because after 30 years, she needs a facelift?
Absolutely. What it was just having a conversation about the future. And based on some of the conversations that we had with some of our guests and, you know, just feedback over the years of people complaining about the swimming area, lack of areas to fish, lack of areas to play, just because we don't have a lot of green space down by the lake. So we use those conversations to start, you know, putting a plan together. And then we hired an ADC architect out of Greenville, South Carolina, and just their vision for, you know, when they saw our challenges, that's kind of what created some of the vision for what you're seeing today.
Yeah, we are sitting inside this brand new building, which you have affectionately dubbed the what?
The multi-purpose event building. And that building can be used for movies in the park, concerts. We rent it for special occasions. It has the capacity to sit about 45 people, and we have 5 8-foot tables. And then it has its own little prep area, kitchen area, and its own personal restroom. And the back doors open up about 90 degrees, and you can see through to the lake. And then the front doors are big barn doors that open up to the great lawn. So you have this kind of open air, nice shelter.
Well, we're sitting in the multipurpose building, and you can just hear the wind whistling through here. We may want to close one of these doors because it's getting a little bit loud here. But it really is something. This is a very easily accessible building. It's right by the beach. And you'd be almost foolish not to take advantage of renting this building if you're going to get the family together. And I'll bet, without even asking you this ahead of time, Memorial Day weekend is already booked.
Absolutely. And most weekends in June are already booked for the shelter. We've rented it, I think, three or four times already over the past few weekends, and we're getting some rave reviews. You know, it is handicap accessible as well. So that, you know, that's a nice addition for our shelter as well.
And I want to make sure that everybody who comes out to Ebenezer Park knows that there's no need to bring any ice cream or candy, because they have a full load of it, very affordably priced, inside the office building as you come into the park. Nice selection.
Yeah, you can get... I didn't want to say that, but yes, we have quite a selection of sweets, and that's probably because of me. I have a sweet tooth. But yeah, the Ranger Station, we'll take care of all your sweet needs up there.
But tell them what your number one seller is. This is really intriguing.
Yeah, so when we first started selling things out of our park store, I had a vendor approach me about selling firewood, and I was like, nobody's going to buy firewood. I mean, who would? You can bring it from home. And he left me about 20, 25 bundles, and they were gone in a blink of an eye, and now we cannot keep firewood. I mean, literally, it sells off the shelf as soon as we get it. So.
And it doesn't make any difference if it's 100 degrees outside. They want to build a fire by their motorhomes.
That's right. If you're going to camp, you got to have a fire. I mean, it's just the way it is. It doesn't matter how hot it gets.
All right, so the plan, before you went to the planning stage, obviously you had to get a buy-in from the county manager and the council and what have you, that they want to go down this road.
Yes. So when we started talking about it in depth in 2016, and once we had a concept and a rendering, we approached some council. Of course, we had already had management involved at that point, but we approached a few members of council and shared that vision with them, and they got really excited about it. And then, you know, it just kind of took off from there, spread its wings, and you know, we moved forward pretty quickly through the process of procuring, you know, going out to bid, all the proper steps that you have to do when you have a project this size. Pretty exciting stuff, but it was very encouraging to see council's response and to realize that it was important to them.
I tell you what, it's, and I think I've said this before on the air, it's interesting all these years later how the shift has been noticed by the council in terms of what the citizens want. I can remember back probably 30 years ago now, there was a young man here by the name of Thurman Bonner who was heading up the recreation department for the county. And there was an effort to try to put a half mil or a 1 mil increase on the millage in order to have some money for parks. Well, the citizenry turned it down. And that was the closing of the recreation department and the end of Thurman's work with the county. And all these years later, with the population growing the way it is, with the new members of council that we have, there is a renewed and, quite frankly, a very serious interest in developing parks. And this is just one piece of it.
Yeah, the mindset has definitely changed. I mean, when I started in 92, you know, we were the only place in the county that really had recreation, and it was passive recreation, not active recreation. And so, you know, just seeing that shift has been huge. And I mean, it's very evident how council is choosing to go right now. I mean, we just opened Lake Wylie Park in Lake Wylie, Field Day Park in Lake Wylie. And then, you know, they bought the 1900 acres out at Riverbend and hope to, you know, develop that into some recreational opportunities. And then, you know, you've got a few other things, and I think in the hopper that, you know, we'll be seeing in the future.
One of those, of course, is Allison Creek. Allison Creek, which I know the council is talking with Duke Energy right now about. Duke is going to, you know, do some modifications to that that park, and the county has been asked to participate to some level, and county could end up running that park and make it really something quite similar to this.
Yeah, there's no formal approval at this time, but, you know, council has been in talks with Duke Energy as part of Duke's FERC agreement that they had to provide so many, you know, recreational opportunities along the Catawba Watery, and that is one of the venues that was on that list with FERC. So We're hoping that that works out. And I think based on, you know, just the activity that we see at this park and just the hunger for recreation, I think definitely is a very positive time to be moving forward.
I don't think there's any question about that. And you mentioned Riverbend, which was a wonderful move by the county here a couple of years ago. They purchased 1,900 acres of land, made an investment of close to $20 million, you know, for all that land. But they got a real bargain. And the way they structured that deal and how they did it mechanically, it worked out saving the county millions and millions of dollars. And now they have a steering committee that is working with the consultants to try to map out what will be the initial draft of a master plan for Riverbend. And many of the things that you would expect it to have, it will. I mean, it's got 4 miles plus of water frontage along the Catawba. So you know that people are going to want to walk along that Catawba. They want to kayak along that. People are going to want to mountain bike, all those things.
Yeah, there's going to be great opportunities on that property. I've been out there, and I tell you, it's a piece of heaven. It is really sweet, and I enjoy going out there just sometimes just to, you know, kind of decompress from the activity we see here at Ebenezer. But, you know, it's fantastic right now and exciting to be a York County resident. I mean, we're living in some really good times.
Well, if you want to decompress, make sure you get your counterpart, Tom Dissington, to put you in that four-wheeler his and run you through that park. You'll be decompressed by the time he's done.
And covered with mud.
Yeah, I got it. I have proof of all that. Well, and then, of course, we've got these other parks that are up in the mountainous parts of the county, and I can't even remember the names of them right now. Maybe you do.
Are you talking about Kings Mountain?
Yeah,
Kings Mountain State Park is in part of York County.
Nanny's Mountain.
Nanny's Mountain is off of Liberty Hill Road. It's just a day-use park where you can go up and walk some of the trails. And, you know, we've seen an increase in traffic there since COVID. You know, people are just trying to find a way to get outside. And, you know, and I think that brings some normalcy back to some, you know, people's lives considering what we've been going through.
Nobody wants to stay inside all day long. Come on, let's face it. And the way that the county is going about this, they're not trying to duplicate what already exists, let's say, in Rock Hill or in Fort Mill. These are different types. They're complementary. They're different venues for different types of interests that people are going to have. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. And when we come back, we're going to detail what exactly is here and what is going to be happening here tomorrow for the grand reopening of the Ebenezer Park. Our broadcast, of course, is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Pat Morrison knows how we do this thing. Of course, we hang out every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Charlie Ruffalo is nice enough to let us go on the road from time to time. But we need to remind everybody what they do over there with fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. Are you ready, Pat? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
We'll be back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 323-524-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke, those things that are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation. But we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. But remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at not Substation 2, but we're broadcasting live today from the recently refurbished Ebenezer Park right here off of, what is this, Lake Wylie Drive?
No, we're on Boat Shore, off of Boat Shore Road.
Yeah, same thing.
Lake Wylie Drive. The neighbors might get mad.
Well, that's, you know, what the heck. Anyway, this complex has been totally refurbished. And when you did the architectural renderings, you put it out, who was the contractor that did the work for you?
ADC Engineering Landscape out of Greenville, South Carolina.
Right.
Yeah, they're great landscape architects. They actually had something to do with the Mount Pleasant Pier, if you've ever been down there. And that's where some of this come from because, you know, we have the double-sided swings out there. So, yeah.
Did they build this pier out here?
They didn't build it. They designed it.
They designed it. But who did the building?
Oh, Leitner Construction was our contractor. And that's another great thing about this project. We use mostly local contractors. So it was them, Rowboat, and then one other I can't think of, Rowboat, Matthews Construction. So that was, you know, some of the local people who were involved in this project.
And a project it is. Okay, let's take this thing piece by piece. I think most people know that you have boat ramps system over here, and part of this rehabbing has been to expand that.
Well, we didn't expand the parking, so to speak. We redesigned the parking lot. I think we added a couple spots, but we made the parking spaces slanted, which are meant to pull in, not pull through. But it makes for those who are towing trailers easier to get in and out, maneuver, you know, through the boat parking lot. We did add some boat slips because we have experienced a lot of congestion around the boat ramp, so we figure additional slips would help with that congestion.
Now, you've also done something for the kayakers.
Absolutely. Just to the east of the boat ramps, we added a kayak and canoe launch or paddleboard. You know, that's a very popular sport. But it has its own platform in the water to where you can safely get in and out of your kayak. I don't know if you've gone kayaking, but I've flipped over a few times trying to get in and out. So that makes it a lot safer, and you're away from the major boat traffic.
Yeah, they're very stable once you get in them, but it's getting in and getting out of them that's the problem.
That's the danger. I mean, you know, if you were running a video camera, you probably can get a lot of hits on that one.
All right, so you come away from the boat launch, boat ramps and the kayak launch and what have you. Then we're working our way over here, and we have, of course, you've had a beach here, but this beach is a lot bigger.
Absolutely. It's probably 3 to 4 times bigger than the beach that we had in the past. And again, some of the complaints we got, people would get out here and we call this a beach, and there was very little sand, you know. So now we have tons of sand for the kids to play in and, you know, just to lay out and relax. And then it actually, we enclosed our swimming area with the new 10,000 square foot pier. It kind of serves a few purposes. It encloses our swimming area. It also has 5 covered shelters to where you can have a picnic right on the lake, or you can sit in one of the double-sided swings out there and enjoy a sunset or read a book. And then you also can fish from up here. As long as you're fishing to the outside of the swimming area, we don't want anybody hooking a kid.
Well, I tell you what, this swimming area is rather large. But this pier, kudos to the architect for suggesting this because it's a great big horseshoe. As you say, it's 10,000 square feet. How far out is the furthest point, Pat?
I think it's about 150 feet. That was I cannot remember, but I do know that the pier is about 800 linear feet in length. So, you know, so it's a nice little stroll around it. And then, you know, it is one of those things that people have been coming to see, and it is an attraction.
And if you need to take a chill pill, there isn't anything better to do than sit and just watch the water and those who are playing on the water, and it'll straighten your head out pretty quickly.
Yes, and we've got some new lounge chairs in our beach arbor that you can sit and, you know, watch the water and just relax, read a book, chill out.
I notice you also have some picnic tables here.
Yes, well, we have five cover shelters plus the new event shelter that we rent out. You can rent any shelter out 13 months in advance, and I definitely recommend reserving those in advance, because once we hit usually March to sometime in October, they are pretty much booked up every single weekend. And then we have just some picnic pads that are first come, first served that have a grill, and then we just have some tables setting out around the beach area.
Now, when you get out on the pier, the sheltered areas, the ones that have the ceiling, that's first come, first serve.
That is correct. We thought about reserving those, but the fact that there's always going to be traffic, you know, through the pier, we just felt like that may invade somebody's privacy if they had reserved it. So we just left those open for people to use at their leisure at first come, first serve.
No time limit at all?
No time limit other than the park hours, which is daylight to dark.
All right. So now, what have we missed in terms of the park?
So some of the other new things that we've added is we've got a new beach volleyball court. It is standard volleyball. And then we have a new basketball area. It's not full court or anything like that, but it's better than what we had. And then we you know, you can come out, kick a soccer ball, throw a frisbee, football. It could be used for multiple things. So that's one of the areas that we really focused on as well, because we needed green space down by the lake. And we redesigned one of the day-use parking, or the only day-use parking lot, put it further up into the park, and then shifted the green space down by the lake. So, and then, you know, adding the pier also helped us gain some acreage that we didn't have.
Well, and that brings in the question about Duke Energy, because they obviously have to, you know, approve anything that you're doing out here. And was that an issue at all, getting there okay?
We have a really good relationship with Duke Energy, the lake management group there. And, you know, as long as we do our due diligence and going through the process, they pretty much support everything that, you know, we offer them as far as things we want to do to improve our facility.
So with the way this community is growing, you obviously are somewhat locked in. I mean, you don't have any more land that you can buy here.
No, we have 26 acres, and believe me, we have used about all of it. You know, we can talk about the camping as well, Manning. You know, we have 66 campsites. Those are reserved 13 months in advance as well. We're seeing incredible occupancy rates over the last few months. For example, in February, normally we're 25-30% occupancy. We were at 60%. This month, we're over 80%. So people are finding a way to get out and enjoy, you know, activities outside.
What a great idea. Do we create any more campsites with this remodeling?
No, we actually didn't do a lot in the campground. We did add a little trail system that kind of connects the boat area to the campground. But we're hoping in the next few years that we might can, you know, make some improvements to it as well, because it is very heavily used, and we want to make sure that we're taking care of all our guests.
All right. Well, tomorrow's a big day. This is the grand reopening. There's going to be some festivities out here, and I'm going to get you to take me through it, because I know you can't wait for it to be over.
Yeah, we just need to get there and get through it. But, you know, we've had a really good team working on the grand opening re-grand opening celebration. For us to take this time to celebrate and all the achievements that we have. And all the festivities start at 11 o'clock. We'll have a ceremony, ribbon cutting, and then a live band will be here, Surfside. So we'll have a little beach music. So bring your shag shoes. You can shag on the grass. But people can hang around after that. I mean, the park is open from daylight to dark. Might be a few surprises to come along with that. But I would say get here early because we do only have 182 parking spaces in our day use area. And once it's full, we will have to turn people away.
Which is standard operating procedure for this park. In other words, if you can't park them, then you just have to put the sawhorse out there and say, sorry, have to come back.
Yeah, and, you know, that's not what we want to do because I'm a people pleaser. I want to make everybody happy. But unfortunately, you know, you can't park more vehicles than you have spots. And, it's just one of those things. And, you know, it's strange. Our boating parking lot hasn't filled up as of yet, but it's still a little cool on the lake. But we see the same thing coming for it and probably this week or next few weeks.
Well, needless to say, we're entering the month of May as of tomorrow. And with that comes Memorial Day, which, of course, is the advent of summer. It was crazy out here before all this remodeling and refurbishing. What are your plans for 2021?
Hold on and buckle your seatbelt because it's going to be epic. We, over the last three Sundays, have experienced traffic 800 to 1,000 cars coming through the park, and it's a little overwhelming. All I would say is please be patient with us as we transition. All this is new to us as well. We're not used to dealing with the amount of people that we're having come out here, but we're working on trying to make it as efficient as we can. Our staff is working really hard to make sure everybody enjoys their time out here, but I know people are going to get frustrated because we've had lines already of people waiting to get in here, and we just say, hey, be patient. We're working through a lot of the things that happen when you open up a new, facility.
Now, there is no charge to come into the park?
Yeah, so we only charge Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend. The rest of the time that you're here is free to get in. We don't charge anything once you get in the park, like to swim or, to use any of the other amenities we have.
You charge what, by the carload?
Yeah, it's per vehicle, and for York County residents, it's $5. Out-of-county residents is $8. We also have season passes available in the Ranger Station up to Memorial Day, and if you're a county resident, you can get that for $30. If anybody's 60 or over, they can get one for $15, and that goes on their car, and it allows them access into the park, for the summer season.
And let's remember, as we get this park ramped up and we're going to have large crowds in here, this is the county's park. This is every resident of your county. This is your park, and you need to keep this thing neat.
Yeah, we just ask people to pick up behind themselves. Don't leave trash for other people or for staff to pick up. We've got trash receptacles, and we also have dog stations throughout the park for people to pick up after their pets.
And for crying out loud, if you got a bottle of pop or a bottle of water and you're finished with it, don't throw that thing into the lake.
Yeah, you'd be surprised the people who do. And I think, people are becoming more educated and realize, that it's not good for our environment if they're littering.
Well, Pat Morrison, you and your team have done a wonderful job out here. I know that you're excited that it's finished, and tomorrow you'll be even more excited after all the grand opening and all the people who are here, but congratulations on a job well done. You have really done a super, super job.
Thank you, man, and we appreciate the compliments, and we're looking forward to a great summer.
And our thanks to the York County Council for having the vision to do this and to fund it and make it possible. And this is just the beginning of a lot more in the way of parks that you're going to see here in York County. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Thanks to Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2 for allowing us to go on the road, but we want to remind you, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week at Substation 2. They're closed on Sundays now. Pat, how do they do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget, 11 o'clock tomorrow is the grand opening out here at Ebenezer Park. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.